The Gemara says in Brachos and Lamed Beis, Rebbe Lezer Amar, Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Moshe, Reg Migdulaso, Klum Nasati L'Chagdula El B'Shvel Yisrael, V'Ach Yisrael Chotu Ato Lameli. Rebbe Lezer said that I gave you this position of leadership. It was only granted to you for the sake of Yisrael. And now that they have sinned, what need do they have of you? The phrase to leich raid, does not mean to be taken simply to descend the mountain, because Chazal understood that would have been superfluous. Once the luchos are broken, what purpose is there for Moshe to continue to stay on the har? It meant to say that you have been demoted, so much so that the Gemara says that when Moshe argued with Hashem, that Rashi comments that he was put into Nidu, he was excommunicated. The Gemara says in Brachos, it continues, Miyad Tashas Kocho, the Gemara says, Rebbe Lezer's assertion that at that time, Nisnada Moshe Mibbezden Shalmaila. This is Rashi's comment. And we learned that Moshe was excommunicated, which dramatically illustrates his extraordinary demotion and loss of status. The Gemara continues, Miyad Toshes Kochel Shal Moshe V'lo Hayo Lo Koach L'Daber V'Kevin She'ama Ha'erif M'meni V'Hashmidein Ama Moshe Daver Zeh Toli Bi Miyad Amen V'Nischazik B'Tfilo U'Bikesh Rachmin. That Moshe was given an opportunity when God tells him he became weak. And he lacked the strength to speak. But as soon as Hashem tells him, "Leave me alone, and I will destroy them," Moshe said, "As if this depends now on me," and even with the lack of leadership that we stripped from, and his form, and in his status of excommunication, Moshe takes immediate action to argue with Kodesh Baruch Hu on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And at this point, the Rav pointed out, Moshe is elevated above the Avos. Before this, the Avos require such sacrifice. The ultimate sacrifice is the Akedah. But everything that they do is on their own. Avram Avinu discovers God on his own. God doesn't appear to him, as it says at the beginning, passes for Eira. It's only later that God, after decades of searching for God, that Kadosh Baruch Hu reaches out to Avram Avinu. And only in his old age is he granted a son and an heir, Avram of Yitzchak. And that very heir who he loves, his only son, God tells him to sacrifice. So everything that the others do is with their initiative, as the Rambam describes in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Kevin Shu Nigmal Esan Zeh Hischel Shotei Bedaito Fukotten V'Hichsel Lachsov B'Yom B'Layla V'Ayat Tamid Heich Efshe Shehagalgal Zeh Noig Tamid V'Lo Yelo Manig. As a young child, Avraham Avinu searches out for God, and he says, "How can, with an argument to design, who is the master of the universe? Who is the creator?" And it was in his own introspection and analysis that Avraham Avinu and the others, ultimately one after the other, come to this conclusion. And Moshe Rabbeinu is quite the opposite. Moshe Rabbeinu, when God appears to him at the snare, it's God who appears to Moshe. The initiative is taken from by Kodesh Baruch Hu to Moshe. Indeed, Moshe is reluctant to accept the divine mission. He thinks he's inadequate. He's an Avos V'Sayim. Who is he to speak to Paro? But we see at this point in Moshe's career, when he goes up to us, when he shatters the luchos and he goes up and he argues with Kodesh Baruch Hu to save Klal Yisrael, at that point, the initiative is his, and he's willing to take whatever is required, even complete self-sacrifice. So at that point, Moshe is elevated even above the Avos. And that's Moshe is transformed into the greatest of human beings, that the which is one of the Ikri Adas, that Moshe is the greatest of the Nevi'im. And that's why the Rav said, at this point, only after he argues for Klai Yisrael does he merit to have the Karne Hod, the luminous face, that emanated from him. That, after all, he had gone to on Har Sinai before, in the Luchas Rishonos, and he didn't merit that. It's only at this point when he's transformed and seizes the opportunity to argue on behalf of Klai Yisrael, at that point he reaches the level even of that of the others. I think the Rav at one point had cited, I think he said it was alluded to in some place in Mor Nevuchim, in this question, who was greater, the Avos or Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Rav said, till this stage and this moment in Har Sinai, when he steps to the fore and he takes the initiative, the second Luchos is no longer just handed to him, Psolecha, he has to write it and he has to engrave on the Luchos, which he engraves it really in the hearts of every Jew, the message of Hashem. And with the second Luchos comes Torah Shebi'al Peh, which while the first Luchos was only Torah Shebiksav, now Moshe is the teacher that he has to teach every one of Klai Yisrael. At this point, Moshe merits to have the Karnei Hod.